You are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
We are in the thick of the Big Ten football offseason. So is there anything we know for certain? That is what we discuss on today's Locked On Big Ten. So hello, everybody, and welcome to Locked On Big Ten, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is Wednesday, June 9th, and a very happy birthday shout out to my sister, Andy Stevens. It is her birthday today, so we talk Big Ten football in her honor. But Andy Stevens is not my guest on today's episode. That would be Jack Williams, a Michigan State Twitter personality, a former contributor for Spartans Avenue, a part of the Fansided Network, now the site expert for Giggum Gazette, which, Jack, if you didn't know, the Locked On Podcast Network also has five other conference shows that cover the Power Five conferences, including the SEC, where Texas A&M finds themselves. But, Jack, it is an absolute pleasure to have you on this podcast. I teased at the end of Monday's episode that we might have a new, unique voice who has never been on this show before. You are that new, unique voice to give us a perspective about what we feel almost certain about heading into the 2021 Big Ten football season. It is a pleasure to have you here, Jack Williams. It is an honor to be speaking with you and seeing you face-to-face for the first time in our history. So what a friendship we are building.
I know. It's an honor to be on here. I listen to Locked On Big Ten, like, every single day. Locked On everything.
No,
not just Big Ten.
No, you don't.
I promise you, I have.
All right, have you listened to Locked On Spartans with your guys, Will Hunter and Matt Sheehan?
I've listened to Locked On Spartans. I've listened to Locked On Big Ten. I've listened to just any relevant Locked Ons.
There you go. There is also Locked On Aggies, I believe, with Cole Thompson for Texas A&M if you ever need any type of advice. But, Jack, we are here to discuss what we know for certain, or at least what we feel pretty good about at this point of the Big Ten football offseason. We're going to talk about two or three things that we feel heading into 2021 are going to happen damn near 100%. And that will be the focus of today's episode. We'll build it all around the Big Ten team win totals from BetOnline that we have been focusing on the last couple of episodes here on Locked On Big Ten. But we'll really just have some fun with it because it's the middle of June and we're talking college football. So why not have some fun with it? So Jack, you are my guest. You are making your debut on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. What is one thing that you feel pretty certain about, a take that you hold near and dear heading into 2021?
I have a couple takes. Oh, I'll do my 2021 one first. I do have one for like long term.
Yeah, that'd be great.
My 2021 take is that Indiana is the only team in the Big Ten that can threaten Ohio State, even come close.
You know how to indoctrinate yourself to the host of Locked On Big Ten that has a lot of sympathies toward the Indiana football program. So please, Jack, continue.
I just think with Penix at quarterback and I think realistically nobody in the Big Ten West really has a chance to threaten. And I don't know, Wisconsin is going to do what they do and make it to the championship and then get their doors blown off. I don't know. I feel like Indiana is the only team with like a super high ceiling. Everybody else is sort of, you know, Michigan had a down year. I think they'll bounce back, but I just don't see them competing with Ohio State. Obviously not MSU. I don't know. Penn State, again, it's kind of the same thing as Michigan. They had a down year. I don't think they'll bounce back quite to that level. Right. I just think Indiana is the only like complete team that could actually compete with Ohio State.
I think that's pretty interesting you say that because I've always been very high on this Indiana football team where I actually do think outside of the plucky nature that Tom Allen has built and that sustainable culture, they also have a lot of talent on that roster. But I feel like that's a sentiment across the Big Ten. Not a lot of people have the same thought of. So it's interesting to hear from a guy that is a Michigan State alum that he thinks Indiana is the team in the Big Ten East that can compete with Ohio State. I appreciate that, Jack. Is there anything in particular outside of Michael Penix Jr. that gives you hope for IU this year?
Hold on. I actually had a reasoning I wrote in my notes here when I was sleeping. I woke up. I'm laying in bed.
When you were sleeping, you were writing?
That makes sense.
Wow.
I like to write things down when I lay in bed. So what sells it for me is just the fact that they have so many returning starters and it's good returning starters. I think something that gets overblown a lot in college football is like, oh, this team has so many returning starters, but it's like, well, if they sucked, what? I mean, I don't know, what is that even worth? I think Indiana has really quality returning starters on both sides of the ball, and they you can just have confidence at every single position group that they can compete. Whereas most schools like have a, you know, bad offensive line or maybe a weak secondary, or, you know, I know there's no clear holes in Indiana's roster, in my opinion, at least.
I would agree with you. And I think really across, when you look at that defense that returns a lot of talent from last year, when they were one of the best defenses really in the country, the best defense in the Big Ten in terms of taking the ball away, Micah McFadden back along the linebacker core, some strength up front as well, Taiwan Mullen back for that secondary. And then, of course, if Michael Penix Jr. is healthy, and I mean this sincerely, I think Indiana could be a 9 or 10 win team. The start of their schedule is very difficult, to open up at Iowa, to have Cincinnati a few weeks later. It will be a gauntlet for Indiana to get back there. But I do believe they have the talent makeup to be a 9 or 10 win team. It kind of echoes into what I hold near and dear heading into this 2021 Big Ten football season, Jack. It's the idea that if you look at BetOnline's team win totals, there is an expectation the Big Ten will return to somewhat of a sense of normalcy. And what I mean by that is Michigan and Penn State will be back atop the Big Ten East. Is there a spot for Indiana up there as well? Yes, but I think Michigan is probably an 8-win football team. I don't know if they're higher than that, but they're not going to be historically bad like they were in 2020. If you look at Penn State's team win total, which stands at 9, again, the expectation is the Nittany Lions will be back up there, and they have enough talent on that roster for James Franklin. I expect Penn State to be around a 9 or possibly 10 win football team. I also could look at the Big Ten West. In Iowa ended the year on a 6-game win streak, one of the hottest teams in the Big Ten Conference. They'll be back atop the Big Ten West. And mainly, like you kind of alluded to, Jack, Wisconsin will be there as well. What does the prospect look like for the Badgers when they get to the Big Ten title game against Ohio State? I'm not so sure. Probably not the result that would knock off Ohio State, but I'm not sure Wisconsin fans feel that might be in the cards anyway, because not many people knock off the Buckeyes on a consistent basis outside of Clemson and maybe Alabama. So I think Wisconsin will be back up there. Iowa will be back. So many phone calls from my parents right now, Jack. That's what happens when you are living at home for a week and you're visiting your family. I don't know why they're all calling me. I think it's because I turned off the home phone, but regardless, as we're talking about the Big Ten here, I think we'll see a little bit of a sense back to normal. So my question then for you is this: I'm very high on Michigan State heading into 2021. We talked about returning talent, but the reason I think the Spartans will be a lot better, possibly a bowl win eligible team, a 7-win team for Mel Tucker in year number one, as our friends Will Hunter and Matt Sheehan say, is because they overhauled the roster in a lot of ways, going into the transfer portal, and they have so much better talent this year than they did in year zero of Mel Tucker last year in 2020. What are your thoughts on where Michigan State stands heading into this next football season?
Yeah, I'm probably one of the more negative MSU fans you're going to find. I do think they'll be better than last year. I mean, when you think about last season, right, it was 2-5, but you have that Rutgers loss, which if MSU and Rutgers played, those two teams played each other 10 times, MSU's winning 9 of them. Like, that right. was kind of a fluky loss. But at the same time, I see improvements happening, but I tweeted out that MSU will win 5 games, no more, no less.
Really?
I think the talent coming in is good, but there's like, he got like, you know, it's kind of all over the place. He's got like 3 running backs, I think.
Yeah.
A quarterback that I think I like Peyton Thorne. I really liked what I saw from Russo in the spring game and what we've seen from the spring, but
I thought you were about to say you really like Rocky Lombardi before he transferred. I was like, Jack, I think I need to pick you off.
you'd find me dead before I said that. I didn't love the players that he brought in from the transfer portal. I thought there were other areas, like he could have brought in a really big name offensive lineman. I do like Russo and I think he'll start, but I don't know how much of an upgrade that is over Thorne. That's what it is at every position. I don't know how big of an upgrade it is. I do like, he brought in some bigger guys on defense, which was good because MSU is just getting destroyed, like physically. Mm-hmm. But I think we see marginal improvements next year. That's all. I do think Tucker can get MSU back down the road, but I think he has a distinct ceiling, like kind of like a Penn State James Franklin type ceiling.
So Jack Williams and I are talking about things that we hold near and dear as we look ahead to this 2021 Big Ten football season. One thing I hold more near and dear than possibly anything in the world is the convenient self-service that I can receive and you can receive at rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. They've been there for 20 years. That's why you can count on their consistency and their convenience. So when you go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers, you can find everything you need from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. Did I mention it's convenient? Delivered directly to your door? That is the epitome of convenience. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. And best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Whether it's expectations for the 2021 Big Ten football season, 2022, 2023, rockauto.com will always be there with reliably low prices. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. When you're there, write locked on. That's LOCKED space O-N, LOCKED space O-N in their how did you hear about us box so they know that we sent you here from the Locked On Podcast Network. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Rock Auto, rockauto.com. One more thing I hold near and dear that's not necessarily the Big Ten Conference is that Caltech is a very smart school. Caltech is not in the Big Ten, but it is a very smart school. And Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients, Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, cherry, ice, citrus, and mint. Lucy lozenges and gums are FSA and HSA eligible, so you can use your FSA cards to purchase Lucy now. And it's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym. So it's 2021. Get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out your dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. Did I mention convenient? It's so simple, and you don't have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down. And once again, Lucy lozenges and gums are also FSA and HSA eligible, so you can spend pre-tax dollars on them. Locked On College Network listeners, tune in right now. Focus up right now. Go to Lucy, L-U-C-Y.co, L-U-C-Y.co, and use the promo code Locked On College. That's L-O-C-K-E-D-O-N College to get 20% off all your products on your first order, including the gum or lozenges. That's Lucy, L-U-C-Y.co, Lucy.co, and use promo code Locked On College at checkout. Also, I have to give this disclaimer, warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.co, L-U-C-Y.co, and be sure to use that promo code Locked On College. Jack Williams' debut on the Locked On Big Ten podcast, it rolls on this Wednesday. Which is not bad, because prior to last year in 2020, when things started horribly for Penn State, they started off 0-5. They did end the year with four straight wins to end out 2020. But before that, 3 of the past 4 seasons for Penn State, James Franklin and company won 11 games. So that's a pretty good barometer if you think Mel Tucker can get back there. I also like the approach Mel Tucker takes and what they have done already in the recruiting aspect of going after the transfer portal, bringing in one of the lead recruiters from Wisconsin to help revamp their recruiting department. He has like a business-like approach to it where he's like, if you don't like what we're doing here in East Lansing, best of luck to you, kid. There's the transfer portal. We're going to treat it the same way, where if you want to go to the transfer portal, we're also going to recruit the transfer portal and bring in people that want to be here. I think Kenneth Walker III, the running back transfer from Wake Forest, will be a huge increase for Michigan State this year. And I just think the talent across the roster, as it has been described to me by Will Hunter, who is a real rather pragmatic guy at times, he doesn't get too high or too low. You could see the enthusiasm in his voice about where this roster realistically stands within the Big Ten East and Big Ten Conference in general, that you have the statement out on Twitter, you don't think Michigan State wins more or loses more, or they'll be at 5 wins, no more, no less. I said on a random Tuesday, they're going to win 7 games. So I got to stick by that. I do think that could be in the cards for the Spartans this year. So Jack, we're talking about certainties. Am I certain that happens? I don't know. But what's another certainty? You mentioned you had one for 2021. Give me the bigger picture approach here from Jack Williams.
I think Rutgers in like 3 to 4 years is going to be up competing with everybody. I'm you will not find anybody bigger on Rutgers than me right now. I just think Schiano is going to be so good for that program. And you can already see, I mean, their 2022 class is like top five in the country, I think, right now. I mean, that'll probably go down, but you know, they're building something over there. Like they're, I'm all in on Rutgers.
I completely agree with you. And Schiano is the perfect guy for that program. Like there is not a man on this earth other than named Greg Schiano that should be the head coach of Rutgers football, because he recruits that pipeline that actually has some great talent from New Jersey and Pennsylvania, as well as anybody, to get them to stay at Rutgers. And he's doing that with the top rated recruits in the state of New Jersey, bringing them and keeping them home for this Rutgers Scarlet Knights team. And he's off to a great start of doing so. I mean, they got three wins in the Big Ten last year. That was the same amount of wins they had in the previous 4 years in the Big Ten Conference. That's ridiculous. Right. In 1 year, that was weirder than weird. Yeah, and Greg Schiano did that in his return to campus. And I think the way that he is laying the groundwork for the recruiting classes, I mean, you even saw it this past year. I think they were, 25th? Something in the top 30, if I'm not mistaken, by the time things were all said and done. He's like doing a great job, and he's recruiting the transfer portal of guys that have played in the Big Ten Conference, and he brings them in and they have success. And so I think this team is going to be a pretty good staple in the Big Ten East. They're not, you know, maybe in a couple of years, like you said, they could be up there, but I don't think they're going to be a doormat anymore. It's not going to be an automatic chalk it up to a win over Rutgers every time you face off against Schiano and company. They're building in the right direction in Piscataway, New Jersey, no doubt.
Yeah, I just think, I mean, well, that's the other thing too. When I look at Rutgers and MSU, if I have to pick one of them to I don't know, I have more hope in Rutgers for some reason. I just love what Schiano is doing. I'm also a Bears fan, so I watched Mel Tucker give the Bears like the worst defense in Bears history. So I have a little sour spot for him, but
okay.
Rutgers is doing everything that they should do. If they don't succeed, there's no hope in college football. There's nothing you can do. I don't know. If that doesn't work, I don't know what will.
That's a pretty good statement, I think, as well. If like Rutgers can't ever turn it around, if Rutgers can't go from laughable bad at least to just like mediocre, then there's no shot for the little guys at all. So I also think one more certainty that I have when you look at the Big Ten West is this is going to be a make or break year for two guys, Scott Frost and Jeff Brohm. Do I think either of them could be fired at the end of this season? Probably more Jeff Brohm than Scott Frost because of contract expectations and what they have there in place for both of them in West Lafayette and Lincoln, respectively. But I think this is going to be a make or break year because they both find themselves in a very similar position within the Big Ten West, where you're battling against the other to try to move up to the top, not just be stuck in the middle with the likes of Illinois and Northwestern on off years and Minnesota. So I think this is going to be a very, very crucial year for both Jeff Brohm and Scott Frost. If they fall short of expectations, and I think those expectations need to be relative, but if they fall short of those expectations, I think it's going to be almost dead in the water for Jeff Brohm and getting very, very scary in the seat, very, very hot for Scott Frost at the end of 2021 if the Huskers like don't make a bowl game or something of the sort.
Both of those coaches are, I mean, nobody really wanted to see them fail. Like, I think with Frost, it was like the perfect fit. It's like Harbaugh, Michigan. Like,
yeah,
it should have worked. It just seemed right. And then I don't see that ever. If it hasn't taken off by now, if he can't get like really good recruiting classes there and he can't, I don't know. It just, if it hasn't happened by now, I don't think it's going to happen in Nebraska. And it's kind of the same with Purdue. Like, how many coaches have you seen start off hot? Because I think they get 8 wins in his first season.
Yeah. Or seven, but they were bowl eligible first 2 years. I know that.
Right. Yeah. How many coaches have you seen do that, drop off, and then become good again? Like, it just doesn't happen. Like, it is sad as it is, because I have nothing against Purdue, but I can't see either of those guys sticking around much longer.
Again, things that we hold near and dear. That is the focus of this episode. Things that we feel are almost certain heading into the 2021 Big Ten football season and possibly beyond, as we are discussing right now with Jack Williams. One of those things that I know for certain, not almost certain, 100%, 1000% certainty, is that Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. What is your favorite Built Bar? That part is up for discussion. Did you know that Built Bar has 9 delicious flavors plus the occasional limited time flavor? And if you don't know the 9 original ones on regular regular rotation. They are coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, which is my personal favorite, double chocolate, and salted caramel. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box at BuiltBar.com where you'll get two of each of those 9 flavors. And on top of being incredibly delicious, feeling like dessert every time you eat them, Built Bars are healthy for you as well. Most of the flavors have 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, only 4 grams of sugar, and only 4 grams of net carbs. So they taste great. They're good for you. All the good stuff you need, none of the bad stuff in there to weigh you down. So go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your first order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. So Jack Williams is a Michigan State alum. What are his thoughts on Michigan heading into the 2021 Big Ten football season? They might surprise you. And Jeff Brohm has reworked that roster to have a lot more talent than probably in years past in West Lafayette, outside of names like Kyle Orton and maybe Drew Brees. But he has really had some great players come in there athletically, like Rondale Moore, like David Bell currently. I think Jeff Brohm needed to make better hires. What he's done with his defensive staff has been interesting. To bring in Bob Diaco last year was weird, but now it's their third defensive coordinator in 3 seasons. That shows a little bit of fluctuation, maybe a little bit too much movement and not sticking the course with what was working early on. Scott Frost, Jack, I worked in Omaha when Scott Frost was hired at Nebraska. It was like a celebration, welcome home, the prodigal son moment. Yeah. And I said, if Scott Frost is not the guy to get Nebraska back to where they have that expectation of being towards the top, the blue bloods of college football, nobody in the history will get Husker football back there. So I still have hope for Scott Frost because he understands the program. There is a historic traditional side to that Nebraska football program that needs to be kept up, as well as innovating towards the future. I think Scott Frost is that perfect blend. So I think this year, if they were to get to a bowl game, that is a realistic expectation that should happen, and you need to see those wins result. Are they going to be a 9-win team this year? No. Are they going to compete for the Big Ten West this year? No. Is it going to happen in the next 3 years? Maybe not. But if he can get them to bowl games consistently with some positive momentum to end off the year, then I think Scott Frost is on a much better trajectory than he currently sits right now in Lincoln. That's just my thought of who is at the helm of the Huskers football program right now, because again, if it's not Scott Frost, I don't know who's out there. I mean, you could look at Zach Taylor, I guess, the head coach of the Bengals currently, and maybe hold on to hope for that. But if it's not Scott Frost, it's going to be very tough years to come for Nebraska.
Right. And it's like the same thing I said for Rutgers. Like, it's kind of the same, similar. I mean, it's a little different, but if Shiano doesn't work, it might not be meant to happen. But in terms of Nebraska, I think I can see Frost, like you said, bringing them to like an annual bowl contender, but I can't see him taking them to the next level. He might be the guy that makes them relevant again. That's my thing about Mel Tucker too, right? You look at every coach that has won a national championship or made the college football playoff, they started well, they were never bad. So when schools go have these negative records and can't get wins, it just tells me that that's not going to be the guy. They can help, but it's not going to be the guy.
I wouldn't hold the 2020 pandemic season, though, against Mel Tucker, in full honesty. So I think this year, depending on what happens, might set the course for Mel Tucker during his tenure in East Lansing. So, Jack, I would be remiss if we did not finish by asking you your thoughts on Michigan football heading into 2021 and beyond, because you have takes about Michigan, and you're a Michigan State alum, and I think that's the beauty of the Big Ten, the friendly/non-friendly rivalries we see at times.
All right. Yeah, well, again, I told you I'm probably like the most negative MSU fan, and I'm probably the most positive about Michigan. I think if we're being realistic, the last season was fluky for Michigan. Like, I'm not going to sit here and act like they were actually that bad. They had some clear issues. I don't know what was going on over there, but they will be back to like, 8-9 wins, what they were doing before the pandemic season. I think eventually they're just going to get tired of that and Harbaugh is going to be gone. But I absolutely think they can win 8-9 games and probably get destroyed by Ohio State as usual. I don't see that changing for a long time.
No. And I mean, that's the sad reality of it, because Michigan holds themselves to that standard. And I think at times it's a catch-22 for Jim Harbaugh. No other coach in the country, but especially the Big Ten Conference, is judged by their relative success to Ohio State. If that was the case, we'd see a lot more hot seats and a lot more coaching turnover than we do. But obviously that's the nature of one of the most storied rivalries in all of college athletics. I will say this. I think this is a setup year for Jim Harbaugh in Michigan, that 7 or 8 wins fine, whatever. Next year, with J.J. McCarthy most likely at the helm and Donovan Edwards and all of Harbaugh's guys kind of coming to a culmination, if they again can't get to double-digit wins, if they again aren't even like remotely competitive in the game against Ohio State, then I think you look at the future of Jim Harbaugh, and that's why his contract was reworked to have a lesser buyout, to have a lesser salary on a yearly basis so that they can move on in a little bit more fiscally responsible way than they would have at the end of this past year. So I think this is more a setup year. 2022 is make it or break it. I will hold this dear and near and dear next year in June heading into the 2022 season, and Jack will be back and we'll talk about what we hold near and dear, and we'll talk about that Michigan setup year now being in the past and what we look forward to in 2022. Yeah. So hold this date on your calendar, June 10th, 2022, back on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. You okay with that, Jack?
I'm okay with that. I'm holding the date.
Thank you. I think, Jack, in your first appearance here, in your Locked On Big Ten debut, you did absolutely fantastic. Again, Jack Williams, a Michigan State alum, a former contributor to Spartans Avenue, now the site expert for Beale Street Bears covering the Memphis Grizzlies and Gig'em Gazette covering the Texas A&M Aggies. He's all over the place, but he brings that wealth of knowledge to us here on Locked On Big Ten. Jack, it was an absolute pleasure, my friend.
It was a pleasure to be on here.
So many thanks again to my guy, Jack Williams, for coming on today's episode. Jack is one of the funnier personalities you will see in Michigan State Twitter across all the Big Ten Conference. Make sure to give him a follow on Twitter, at Jack Williams, Jack, J-A-C-K. Williams is W-I-L-L-I-M-S-U. Jack Williams M-S-U is pretty much how it goes on Twitter. Give him a follow today. You will not regret it. If you want news outside of the Big Ten Conference, you can get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. We will be back on Friday with another great episode, doing something fun, taking you into your weekend in June. You know we'll have a good time. So until we talk on Friday, have a splendid couple of days.